Okay, here we go. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hello. Happy Friday. Everybody's so excited to be here on Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm very tired.
I have the balls in the background.
It does look like two giant balls.
Now that it said, whoever that guy is pointed that out. Every time I see it, I go, balls. Look at that.
It does look like two giant balls. Oh my gosh.
Right.
If I look dark or whatever, I'm sorry. I'm in a hotel, but that's why we have good connection today.
She looks very sultry.
And I will say that even though this is a very nice hotel, the pillows
suck.
Not good.
I think every hotel in America should buy MyPillow.
I don't even know why this is not happening.
I know, right? What's wrong with them? They're all a bunch of commie liberals.
Because these are like, you know how when you stay in like a super fancy hotel, they think that soft and like shapeless is good and luxurious.
Either that, or they get the ones that feel like are like those memory foam ones that like they go down, and then you're like, and then you're stuck there at the bottom, and you're like, what the hell is that? What's going on? I can't. And then you're stuck, and then like there's all this pillow around you, and you're like, what? That's my interpretation of a hotel. I'm stuck. I can't get out of here. Yeah.
That's so true. And right. The ones here are just, you know what? I'm sitting on one just so I could be taught. Let me show you how squishy, like it has no shape.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Like,
it's just shapeless, right? I don't even know why I'm bothering to sit on it because it's obviously not giving me any support.
I want to tell you that reminds me of old boyfriends, but I'm not going to say that. Oh, did I say that? I probably should not say that.
You said that there. You said that out loud. Anyway, it was just one of those like sleepless nights after I had a really long day yesterday. And it was a good reminder that I will never, ever not have my pillows on my own bed.
Always bring them. You should always bring my pillows. Wherever you go, you carry them with you to work. Carry them with you everywhere you go.
You know why? Because they have travel size.
They have travel pillows. Size, but he needs one that's like purse size that you can like add water to it and it just explodes. That's what he to make that. Why doesn't he talk to us? I can give him so many ideas.
Oh my gosh. C. Schamberger sent a very healthy, very generous super sticker. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And I'm going to use it to probably get some more pillows.
You guys got to get their pillows, and then you have to get their Giza Dream Sheets because they're BOGO now.
BOGO.
The Dream Sheets are amazing, and I have the Dream Sheets on top of my pillow, see?
Yeah, look how soft. Look how luxurious.
So silky. You guys are so silky on top of my pillow. See?
Right. So if you use our code checks at mypillow.com, you'll get discounts on everything, but you'll also get the buy one, get one free off of the sheets. And you don't want to miss out on that deal because they're amazing. Look at my name today. Hymoxychloroquine, everybody.
That's really good.
I killed me.
That one actually made me giggle. That's really good. That was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
Could I take a couple of moments of personal privilege?
Yes.
I would like to recognize a couple of people because it was the night with WIBC last night, and there was an insider there. One of the Chicks on the Right insiders was there, Lauren. It was very nice to meet Lauren last night. Matt and his mom were there. Matt Lakin and his mom were there. And then also I met a new friend named Terry. And Terry met me in the parking lot and gave me this.
Oh my God. That is fantastic.
I mean, it's a humongous DeSantis flag. I like wanted to wrap myself in it for the whole night.
That is so fantastic. You know, I had, I was telling you before we went on that I had a couple people that were writing me and they were like, are you an indie? Because some of the insiders thought that I was going to be like, because you guys had like teased a big surprise for last night.
It was just a joke. It was like a total joke.
It was about your butt cheeks. And yeah, it was just a not at all about me. So I was like, here I am in Texas. I totally forgot that you had WIBC night. I'm like doing things here with my daughter or something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm nowhere near Indy. Like Patty.
I felt so bad because there was a woman who came up and she was like, I think I know what the surprise is. I think it's going to be Daisy, right? And I was like, oh my God, no. And now I feel like everybody's going to think that and everybody's going to be so disappointed because it wasn't so really a surprise though. At all.
I mean, it's super sweet that people like remember that I was a thing like a year ago. You know what I mean? So, like, that's super sweet. But Patty was right. She goes, some of the insiders think that you may be an Indian. I'm like, no, that's so sweet. But
oh
no,
my God.
That would have been super fun though. We would have.
Oh my God. That would have been the best fun ever. I mean, oh my so God. Fun. I wonder, we should think about that. Well, I shouldn't even be talking about it because then it will definitely not be a surprise, but that would be super fun.
Just remember that next year I can totally, we could party. Like, is any chance you and I get to like
I know.
Have a girls weekend, I'll totally do it. Yeah.
For real. Okay. We do need to get to some news.
Yes, we do. There's so much news, you guys.
There is a lot of news. I would like, so Joe Biden went to Illinois to, he's trying to go all over the place to sell Americans on his gajillion-dollar spending spree.
Zero. It's zero money.
It's zero money. $0. Right. And you guys, I don't, okay, so first of all, no one is telling him to stop the creepy whisper. Why? Why will they not tell him to stop?
Well, maybe they have, and he just forgets like 2 seconds later because he has dementia. Right.
This is true. So I would like to share a 12-second video or 10-second video of him doing the creepy whisper thing again, and then we can talk about what he's whispering about because it's so dumb. All right, so here it is.
I always get a kick out of Fox News. Fox News requires vaccinations for all employees. Give me a break, Fox News.
So what?
So he thinks that he's making some kind of huge point to all the unwashed, unvaxxed people,
right,
that were hypocrites, I guess, because like a conservative news outlet,
right,
is requiring it. Companies are requiring it to get ahead of his stupid mandate and to avoid $700,000 fines.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of conservative, there are a lot of, like, I mean, your company requires it and it employs a lot of conservative people. You're a conservative talk show host. If I were still there, I would be required to get the vaccine. There are a lot of places who have conservative people working for them and are by and large like conservative who are requiring the vaccine. I mean, I don't know why he thinks this is like some sort of groundbreaking news. That
it's like he thinks it's a gotcha. You know what I mean?
Ooh, because like, Fox News.
Yeah. And Fox News, a lot of people on Fox they've openly said, get the vaccine. I mean,
yeah.
It's like a lot of the pundits and everything have said, I believe in vaccinations, get the vaccine. Like that's been sort of a campaigny thing. Like I say a campaigny, but I've seen them doing that, like on their shows where they're saying, you know, it's a good idea for you to do this. They don't necessarily all believe in mandates. Like Tucker Carlson will say flat out, I think it's horrible. I think mandates are horrible. But he, you know, people on the different shows will say, you know, I believe in vaccinations. Like, I mean, I'm getting my flu vaccine on Monday. I believe in vaccines. I just may not necessarily believe in all vaccines.
Or mandates of vaccines.
Right.
Those are two very different things, even though Merriam-Webster is trying to lump it all into one definition.
Right.
They are two very different things.
Exactly. Which is, that's why this is becoming so absurd. It's becoming so incredibly absurd. They're taking choice away from people.
Yeah.
When it comes to this, which is insane. So yeah, that's, I don't know. He's being so ridiculous about this.
I know. And then have you seen all the pictures of how he has like a stage, a fake stage?
Yeah.
He does all these, whatever it is that he does.
Uh-huh. And it looks like is not the Oval Office, but something, some sort of room in the White House. And nobody's talking about that. Of course, the press doesn't talk about that because the press doesn't talk about anything.
Right. And they're there. They're the ones that are like there looking at the stage. So Stephen Miller, Trump's old speechwriter, Stephen Miller.
I like him.
I know. He's just such a strange character.
But he's brilliant.
He is very, very smart.
Yeah.
He said on Twitter, I guess yesterday, maybe the day before, he was saying the reason that Joe Biden has that stage is because it allows him to look at a monitor, like a stable monitor that has his script on it. instead of like a rolling teleprompter that is more easily seen. So it's a, basically a monitor on a wall that's across from him, like a giant, you know, TV screen.
That makes it easier for him.
It makes it easier for him, and it makes it less obvious to some people, I guess, that he's looking at a script. He's except that it's totally obvious.
Right. I mean, it's obvious to us. Yeah, but that's the thing. It should be obvious. Obviously, it's obvious to everybody in the room, but they're not reporting it because our American press sucks.
Yeah.
They suck, and they're propagandists. They're not.
And think about who paid for that ridiculous stage setup. Yeah. Raise your hand, because it was all of us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It probably cost $0. Right. It's just $0.
Thank you, Jessica. She says, who just made it political? Stop the mandate. That's right. Mandates. Right. No. And now he, that's the other thing that he said in Illinois, is that mandates are one of the biggest economic drivers. Like, he's actually saying it's a super patriotic thing. It drives the economy to force people to do stuff.
And this whole notion that it's just people who watch Fox that don't want it is a fallacy. That's a total fallacy. It's not. He's, you know, he's also alienating, you know, people of color, people with PhDs, and people of color with PhDs, mm-hmm. and people with, you know, it's like he's, there are people out there who don't want to get the vaccine, who are not in the, who he thinks that it's just a bunch of white people who watch Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's not just white people who watch Fox. You know what I mean?
And yeah, he said, like, listen,
and like,
I know you're going to
hillbillies. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
hillbillies who live in a certain area of the country. It's not what it is. You know.
And he tried to say too. He was like, listen, you're going to see all these reports about thousands of people being forced, fired, and laid off because they won't take the vaccine. But look at the bigger picture. They're the ones that are responsible for all the economic hardship, essentially. So I mean, he's completely doing that divide. He's trying so hard to keep people angry at each other and on a side. So, you know, the unvaxxed, unwashed masses are to blame for anything that's going wrong in the country. It's because of the unvaxxed.
Yeah, but the liberals sure are happy to take that torch and run with it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're loving it.
It works.
They're loving. They really want to keep that duel going, you know, that fight going. It's like, and I've never seen this before with any other illness, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't we see this with flu?
Which, speaking of, Ohio has zero in 2020 and 2021, zero cases of influenza A, two cases of influenza B the entire year.
Okay, so reported. They've not had any cases reported, right? I mean, because it existed. It's not like it went away.
But that just shows you that that when they test, the tests are all completely freaking whack.
They're coding it as COVID.
Right. Because it doesn't just go away. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't happen.
Exactly. Precisely. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. This is what, and we talked about that, like, when it was going on. I remember talking about that on the radio.
Yeah.
You and I were like, I remember asking the question out loud, like, when COVID was at its peak, like in the first, what, 6-7 months, I remember thinking, you know how you're not hearing about flu very much? Like, it's really weird how you're not hearing about it. What, I don't understand what's going on. Are they recording it? Are they just coding everything as COVID? And then come to find out, if you look back on the history, oh, go figure, there's no, that is preposterous to think that flu just went away.
Yeah.
Like, what do scientists and doctors say about this?
I'm sure it's because masks. Everybody's washing their hands more, so.
So flu just went away.
It just went away. Poof.
Okay. Yeah.
It's done now.
Right. Okay. That's right. Because people wear their masks, so like, that's exactly what's happening. Because when I wear my mask, I literally wear it like here.
Right. Because it's theater, as we know from Rashida Tlaib, who admitted it out loud. Yeah. Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare, because it's amazing. And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50.
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/.
Shex.
And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/chicks. Do that today. Hunter, speaking of Biden's, Hunter Biden sold, because he had his big art show this past weekend, he sold 5 different paintings, each for $75,000. $75,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For his blow art.
I'm sure he would have done that if he wasn't Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he would have done that if he wasn't Hunter Biden with connections to Joe Biden, where Joe Biden can give these people like ambassadorships and whatnot. And I'm sure that if he were Donald J. Trump Jr. and he were doing this, that, you know, this would totally be fine.
This would be an impeachable offense.
It's the thing. There wouldn't be like a double standard at all. I mean, it's insane. I cannot believe he gets away with this crap. Like,
I know.
It just shows you the double standard. That's the thing. God, I get so sick of the double standard.
It's just amazing. And Saki will continue to just like blow it off. Well, I would just point you to The Gallerist for information about that.
I mean, people can see that, right? People can see the double standard. It's clearly there's a double standard between liberals and conservatives. They can.
I would hope people can see that.
Well, yeah, they can see the difference between this administration and the last administration, how they treated the Trump kids and how they treat the cokehead porn guy or whatever you called him yesterday. What was
what
it?
What did I call him? Coke addicted porn son. Porn son, yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, but they can see the difference between the two, right? I mean, it's completely blatantly obvious. And they're okay with it. Like, liberals are like, oh, yeah, this is fine. This is the way that the world should work. This is the way that the country should operate. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the way he's treated as opposed to how Donald J. Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Ivanka was treated and Laura Lee Trump and how they were sent, you know, packages of ricin or whatever to their home. Remember mm-hmm. when that happened?
Yeah.
Like, that's fine because they're awful and they shouldn't be rich. But... But Hunter Biden, you know, should totally be making $75,000 for blow art.
In fact, that's probably not enough and they should start a GoFundMe.
Totally.
Like they did for the Texas shooter guy.
Can you guys believe this?
What in the world?
They started a GoFundMe. His family started a GoFundMe. And I think I have the what they wrote.
He's out. On $75,000 bail. He's out partying it up. He's having a great, great old time. Doesn't matter that he just shot 5 people.
Oh my God. I cannot believe this is happening. Okay. So his mother, they started a GoFundMe for him, even though like they claimed what a couple days yesterday when this happened that he did this because he was the rich kid
and bullied.
Okay. So his mother wrote on the GoFundMe, "The unfortunate backstory is that Timothy's father was brutally beaten to death."
Wait, is this his mother or grandmother that wrote this?
His mother.
His mother is a person that exists in the world because he doesn't live with her.
He doesn't live with his mother, but she's around enough to start the GoFundMe.
Oh my God.
So there's that. Yeah. So she wrote, "The unfortunate backstory is that Timothy's father was brutally beaten to death. This fact definitely heightened Timothy's fear for his life. Not to mention that the young man responsible for beating and harassing him had recently made threats to kill him. So you see, my son was terrified and believed he would be murdered just like his father. I believe my son's entire story should be heard, and I am asking you that you help share it in an effort to balance the one-sided narrative that the media is broadcasting."
Why don't you live with your own boy?
Right. There's a
mom.
That's a big question. "Please know that I am not suggesting," this is like 4 paragraphs in, "please know that I am not suggesting that taking a gun to school was the right choice to make." He didn't just take a gun to school. He shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He didn't just take it to school, lady. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay. She said, "I am just saying that there is so much more to this story and all the details should be known. The family is trying to raise $25,000 for his legal costs. But it's a $75,000 GoFundMe, which I don't understand. I don't understand GoFundMe because I think they're all bogus unless you have like, you know, a terminal illness.
Right.
In the first hour, only $20 was donated.
Good. Oh my God. That's such a relief.
I hope that, I mean, like she can suck it. She can suck it. I mean, the fact that they're trying to raise money for this punk.
And that it was their immediate thought to get online and start a GoFundMe within, 24, 36 hours?
When there are people still in the hospital.
Oh, my God. And it just makes me, I mean, listen, it's a huge, huge, sense of relief and a blessing that no one actually died. But the fact that she can go on for three paragraphs and be like, you really need to understand the backstory and he shouldn't have brought a gun, but still he's like, awesome. No, he shot five people.
Right.
That's insane. I don't care if you're bullied. Everybody was bullied when they were growing up. I'm sorry. We used to be able to deal with it. You know what I mean? We were great from it. And now you're going to go shoot up a school.
Right. And he shot a 25-year-old teacher. Like, is the English teacher, did the English teacher bully him? Because I seriously doubt that happened. So, I mean, the whole thing is just, it's horrible and crazy and and it's so indicative of just our society, like culture rot in our society and everything that goes on. And the fact that he's out makes me sick. He's walking around and these families are still freaking out. I mean, let alone the families that had kids that weren't shot that day. Can you imagine how terrified you'd be? Like my daughter, who's 11, she knew what happened. I mean, we told her what happened because we totally educate her about school shootings. Because we tell her all the things and we're like, this is what we think you should do if this ever happens at your school. And she's like, mommy, obviously kids get scared because.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine being in that school that day and knowing that this kid is out? Like, what are the, because there are no consequences. Like, what does that say to people?
The thing is that if they don't prosecute him and put him away for a really, really, really long time, then we're sending a message to society that, like, as long as no one actually dies, it's fine to go shoot up a school.
Totally. This is what we're saying to kids. And you said it the other day. You said it the other day that they're like, this is our society. We're basically telling kids that we're showing kids as adults that all this behavior is okay. All this behavior, there are no consequences. There are no ramifications. It's like, this is what we do. And this is what we've done. We're just you can go ahead and go for it. Yeah, it's fine. Just go home.
Raise your hand if you're surprised that he, A, doesn't have a dad in his life, or B, doesn't apparently have a mom living with him. Raise your hand if that's a shock.
Right.
And then people are going to be like, it's systemic racism. Really?
Right.
It's a systemic problem of not having dads around.
Right.
That's the problem.
This is the thing. Not having moms and dads in the house together, and definitely not having a dad around.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. And I mean, we're not the only ones who have said that.
I can't believe that this is still something that, and notice, by the way, the media, as soon as they found out who the shooter was, it's like radio silence.
Silence.
They didn't want to talk about it because he didn't fit like the crazy white male narrative. Right. And so they were like, oh, this doesn't work.
Right.
You don't want to spend a lot of time on this story.
No.
It wasn't even on CNN.com yesterday morning. The story was gone.
Yeah.
And it was one day after.
I believe it. I totally believe it. Yep.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We also just have to mention, because you and I laughed about it before we went live, that Matthew McConaughey did, I don't know if it was a podcast or like a radio interview or whatever, but people are asking him, are you going to run for governor of Texas or not? And he's still staying really coy. He's even staying coy about, you know, what party he's affiliated with. He said that the majority, he represents the majority, which are centrists, and whether or not that needs to be its own party, whatever. It just means that he's wishy-washy and he doesn't actually have a stand firm one way or the other on anything.
Well, that should be great.
Right. But we don't know if he's running, and he still says he's toying with the idea because on the one hand, you know, he has a lot of changes that he would like to make and he wants to make this huge impact. But on the other hand, politics is a bag of rats.
I love that so much. And I could totally hear him say that. He's like,
right?
It's a bag of rats.
It's just a bag of rats. I don't know if I want to get involved with that.
Bag of rats. But he's right.
It's a bag of rats.
It totally is a bag of rats. Because I mean, I wish I would have thought of that.
Same. Oh my God. Same.
It's like the most descriptive way. I can't describe politics any better than that.
It's the best description of all time.
It is. We have met so many of the rats in the bag, and they're all like clawing, trying to get out of the bag, but then they want to stay in the bag because they love all the other rats. Like, God. Right?
I Oh my God. It's just the greatest description ever.
It is so awesome. I love
it. So if he's going to contribute anything, I feel like that's enough. Like he's already given enough.
He's getting, you know? Just that phrase.
Yeah. Just step aside now. You've done your work.
He can drop the mic and just walk away now. And just go be Matt McConaughey again. Like that is, he's a philosopher. He's not a politician. That to me, like that's his contribution. Just, that's it. Bag of rats.
I love everything about that so much. Oh my God.
Great. So great. Yeah.
I wanted to mention, just because we were talking about COVID earlier, in the UK, I just read this morning, in the UK, kids have not been masked in schools, like, at all, and everything is fine. I just wanted to point that out, okay? Oh, everything is fine. There's been no explosion of cases. You know why? Because kids are fairly resilient, and the fact that Pfizer is now trying to say, hey, if you're age 5 to 11, we're going to go ahead and ask the FDA if you can get vaccinated for a disease that 500 kids have died from. It doesn't matter that like way more than that drown every year or die in car crashes. We want to poison you with stuff that we don't know what it's actually going to do to you, because you might be one of 500. This is insane. Insane.
Yeah. Well,
Carrie sent a super sticker and said, currently searching Amazon for a bag of rats. Please let us know if you find any.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Well, you know, I mean, when it comes to like this whole, like the kids in the UK and stuff and them wanting them to wear masks, and they're just going to keep wanting control as much as they can. As long as we keep giving them control, they're going to keep wanting more control. Y'all remember when it was 15 days to flatten the curve? You remember? Barely remember. You remember? It's like, it was so long ago. It's like this tunnel. It's like as dark as the room you're in. You know, I can barely remember, but I sort of do. And then it was like, and then you just kind of give them a little bit of your freedom. They're like, we're going to go ahead and take more of that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We don't need to wear a freaking mask. My kid doesn't wear a mask in school. And there are kids in her school that get COVID and we get a notice about it. And it's like, okay.
And then you move on with your life.
Thanks for letting us know. I mean, I appreciate that because I know that it's what they have to do, and I appreciate it. My kid, it's fine. It's like we see it, and we're like, there's a kid that was sitting next to her that had it. It's like and I'm like, you all right? I mean, you okay? And we keep an eye on her, and it's like if she gets it, it is just something that we know inevitably we're probably all going to get, you know. And it's okay. We just handle it, right? Yeah. Right. I am not going to live my life in fear. I am not going to have my daughter live her life in fear. What kind of a freaking life is that? And I'm definitely not going to have my daughter live her life in a mask.
I know. It's so pointless and stupid. And about it.
It's the most ridiculous thing. Our kids should not be growing up like that. It's, first of all, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
And second of all, from a social perspective and from a development perspective, it's like, why would you want your kid to do that? I don't, like, who are you?
I know.
Okay, you guys, bring it in. It's Friday. Just, I kind of like want tacos though now, don't you? Just maybe a little bit. I mean, I know it's only like 7 o'clock in the morning, but I'm really.
Do you need 100? Do you need 100 of them?
Maybe just like 75. 75 tacos. We never got to the Barbara Corcoran story.
No. I'm sorry.
You know, but we're going to have to probably talk about that. Or you guys can talk about that amongst yourselves. Barbara Corcoran basically called Whoopi fat.
And then apologize and people are mad at the apology. Everybody's go look it up.
Mad. Everybody's mad about everything. Everybody's mad.
Everybody's so mad.
God. Everybody just try to get along this weekend.
That's right. And have we will talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
I am now a resident of Texas, and the border crisis here is only getting worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll bring you reporting on this you won't hear anywhere else, and I'll be joined by Congressman Devin Nunes to discuss how the Democrats want to spend your tax dollars to take away your freedom. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.